Okay, bear with me here. I'm getting the microphones set up. And I do have the lock on today. Man, I'm using Benora microphones from squid-audio.com. And these replaced the ones that I used. I really liked it. It broke. But I bought these new mics. And it has a preamp built into it. So the wires from the two cardioid mics with the alligator clips on them go into a little black box with a switch on it, with a 9-volt battery in it and a little bit of circuitry that adds a little juice to the volume. I'm in the train station. And I got these clipped to my glasses, and it really looks uncool. But, you know, this whole podcasting thing is about getting used to public humiliation. So, it just helps. So, I have some blind listeners that are pretty blown away by these binaural recordings. I guess this is like high definition TV if you're blind, you know, or almost like virtual reality. Basically, you take away the visual of virtual reality, and if you got high quality binaural sound, that's all you need. Cool. So yesterday I procrastinated all the way till the end of the day, and kind of felt kind of guilty because I did make the promise of 50 in 50 days. So I just put out a little song that my son and I did. Well, he wasn't actually invited, but he invited himself into it, and it actually turned out better because he was on the recording. So yeah, I shit that one out this morning. So Merry Christmas to those of you who celebrate Christmas. Japan doesn't celebrate Christmas. Japan, it's kind of funny the way, like I mentioned before, they like the Christmas decorations, and so you see them all through December. They're not as overblown like you see in America, but there are people who do put lights up outside their houses, and some businesses decorate their businesses for Christmas, but it's not everywhere. I was just watching the Rocket Boom episode for Christmas, and man, New York City is just decked out. Tokyo's nothing like that. And so you get to Christmas, and it's just such a letdown, you know, because it's just another day. So if Christmas falls on a weekday, you go to work. And, the first year I was here and had to work on Christmas, it was really depressing. And little by little, year after year, you kind of get used to the fact that it's not a holiday. And the big holiday in Japan is New Year's instead. So, for example, instead of sending Christmas cards, you send New Year's cards, which are called Nenkajō. And if you have kids, you put a picture of your kids in the Nenkajō. And we had pictures taken of Tony and Andy at a studio in a department store, kind of like Sears, but they actually did a better job than Sears, a little bit less of a cookie cutter job than Sears. I think there are studios like this showing up in malls in the U.S. little by little, where they give you costumes and you can pick different costumes and take pictures your kids dressed up like fairies or cowboys or something like that. This is the wind that you hear when you're just leaving the subway and going outside. The cold wind, the cold air is sucking into the warm air of the subway. So it's pretty strong. Today's got a pretty high or low, whichever you look at it, wind chill factor. Flash freezes the boogers in your nose. And I did blow my nose today, so I won't be sniffling. It's all nice and cleared out. So yesterday, since it was just a regular day and it was a Sunday, my 5-year-old takes piano lessons, and he had a piano recital at, what do you call it, sort of like an exhibition hall in Nogi, which is a town next to Koga. We used to live there. We used to live in Nogi. It's a very big town with a small population because it has a lot of farm. Sorry about the wind. It has a lot of farmland. I'm losing my headphones here. And out of all the things that you could name a public hall for I don't know, entertainment. You know, like they have orchestras come or piano players come. It's like a cultural center, I guess. Well, the name of the place is in Japanese is Anus Hall. Anisu Hall in katakana. So I guess it's a loan word from another language, because sometimes I see it spelled E-I-N-S-S, which is just as bad. I mean, it's enus. It's like penis without the P. So it's kind of embarrassing talking about it. Anyway, so Andy and my wife played two songs on the piano together. My wife played the difficult part, and Andy played the tune. For a 5-year-old, he does pretty well. He can actually play some songs with two hands. I don't think he's learned that in piano lessons yet. He just likes to play with two hands. He started out banging on the piano just all the time. His favorite toy was banging on the piano. Started giving him piano lessons. And he's doing pretty well. But I think when people imagine Japanese kids playing musical instruments, you imagine, you know, these 3-year-olds sitting on a stack of phone books so they can reach the piano keyboard, and then they belt out, you know, Chopin or something like that. There aren't too many kids that do that. There were some kids, maybe late elementary, early junior high school, who did recitals yesterday who were very good. And then there were some people in their late teens, maybe early 20s, who were just phenomenal. And then at the end of the recital, for the last performance, the instructor got up and sang an opera tune accompanied by piano. And I'm definitely not an opera fan, but man, I was holding back tears. She was so good. Actually, I was failing holding back tears. She was so good. So I did videotape it all, but I don't know if I want to put it out, because that's stretching the limits of boredom. maybe I'll put something together. So, going back to the holidays in Japan, what the feeling of Christmas in the U.S. is just simply postponed a week until New Year's. and I have off from the 28th to the 4th. And the way that our family, and probably a lot of other families, celebrate Christmas is just hanging around the house, watching TV, sitting around the kotatsu, eating mikan, and eating grilled mochi. So let's go through those words. A kotatsu is a small table, probably looks like a coffee table, but since Japanese sit on the floor in a tatami room, you sit on the floor on little pillows with your legs under the kotatsu. And what makes kotatsu special is it has a heating element under it, an electrical heating element. And there's a blanket that goes between the legs and the top of the table. The top of the table actually comes off. So you put a blanket between the legs and the table. You put the table top back on. And then your legs go under the blanket and keeps you nice and toasty. And the reason why they use that, and that's, I hate this microphone. The reason why they use that is because there's no central heating in Japanese houses. You know, there's no cellar, so you don't have the boiler or the heater in the basement heating up the whole house and piping a hot air around. So basically you have space heaters or you have a kotatsu. And in a traditional older Japanese house, you have no heating, and all you have is the kotatsu. So it keeps your legs nice and toasty, and your upper body is frigid cold, which I guess keeps you alert. And you sit and watch TV. There's all kinds of special programming at the end of the year. The top music of the year and the top news stories, and on New Year's Eve they have on NHK, which is like PBS in Japan, only you're forced to pay for it. They have a show where the celebrities, singers, divide into two teams, a red and white team, and they give performances. And each performance is rated, I forget how, I think it's rated by a panel of judges. And then one of the team wins, either the red team or the white team. And this is just a very traditional show, shown every year. You know, like we have Charlie Brown Christmas, they have the red and white competition on NHK. And then on New Year's, there's this terrific, wonderful show where amateur groups from all around the countries put on skits, and they're mostly comedy skits that are extremely, extremely creative and extremely funny, the best ones. And it's sort of like the Gong Show, where there's a panel of judges, and they rate them from 1 to 10. There's like a thermometer of lights where that's where you see the average score, and the lights go up, and if the lights go up to a certain score, then they win and go on to the next round or something like that. And some of them get gonged off. And that's a great show, and I wish I could tape that, or I wish I could save TV onto DVD, but I don't have a TV card or anything like that. And I'm at work now, and I'm actually late, so I gotta finish it here. So so that was today's podcast, and I'm just gonna go upload it. And I know it's definitely gonna be more than 8 seconds long today, because I did use the lock. Alright, Merry Christmas. Talk to you tomorrow.